אחר שבסויסא תשמעו. פירוש רש"י, כל אחין ורקין מועטין למעט שבס מלאכס המשכן. So what do you learn from אחר שבסויסא תשמעו? The Shabbos is goyver over מלאכס המשכן. מלאכס המשכן is not דרך השבס. Speak the Marinaim, the Kasha, the Velt Freaks. That's not a Miyat in Shabbos. That's a Miyat in Mishkan. It's a Ribu in Shabbos. Shabbos is Goyver over Mishkan. Right? The Kasha Mephusem is other Rabbi. Ribu Lagabi Shabbos. Shemar Belesar Filim Melechas Mishkan. A Miyat in Shabbos is if you're Mater to be Mechal Shabbos for the Mishkan, and you're taking away Shabbos for the sake of the Mishkan. Hey, you're taking away the Mishkan, so the Mishkan becomes Nichlan in Shabbos. Shabbos is it's a Ribu in Shabbos. Shabbos is the beginning of our Kodesh, the Shema of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yuh Shlemi Kol Sitroi. That's Mamish Shlemis. We keep in the Shon of Cholmin Shlemis, Bevada Ile Techsa Kol Bo. In other words, when Rabban Shlem takes over us, so then it's not Shai Chisar Mechla. Rabban Shlem takes over us, it's not Shai Chisar Mechla. The whole Sodom Melacha, what's Sodom Melacha? Sodom Melacha is a Sheshes Yomim Tasa Melacha. Because the Sheshes Yomim is what? Is Choyl. Choyl is Chosem. Oil Mazeh is Oil and it's Chosem. It's not the fact that it's Chosem, you have to do Melacha to be Mashal. In Oil of Tikkun, Adam and Chavah Lefnei Achet, they don't have to do Melacha. Right? Melacha is shayach on a person's chesroinus. So you've got to do melacha in order to be mashlim. They need melacha. Everything was growing on trees for them. They had to do their ruchni stick in melacha, but melacha in belt. So when you after the chet, where they've dovak to head, and the Baruch Shalom Kaviyachal was master himself from them, so then they go into the oilam achasar, and oilam achasar demands melacha to make a finished piece. Shabbos ain't tzarich l'melach l'hashlem ez l'chasoron. Chayin omer chazal shi benecha ki l'kol melachtech asuyo ve'in machzeh dovet. Shabbos comes in, a person has to imagine as if kol melachtech asuyo. Shari b'shabbos l'kusi yisbarach mispashet ha-mizgala b'bnei Yisrael. Because in Shabbos, the l'kusa v'akadosh baruch hu is mispashet and it's mizgala b'bnei Yisrael. Ve'yu shlem yikol tzatroi b'chol min yishlemis. ואם מויר הבא חסו של מרא שאינו מהם ואם בו אשר עושה כבי יוכל פלד כזך if a person feels that there's something lacking on Shabbos so then it means that he hasn't got אשר עושה שכין in him because the tachlis of אשר עושה שכין is what? The tachlis of אשר עושה שכין if a person feels אשר עושה שכין he feels בשלמס that's the sod איזה האושה השמח בחלקוי פשע פשט is what? השמח בחלקוי אוי, זה גזינת Pasha Pshat is Smech Bechelke is happy with what he has. It can sein that the Pshat is that what's the Chelkoi? Chelkoi is a Chelek L'kaim Yimal. Chelek L'kaim Yimal. If you have the Rabban Yishleinim, and the Rabban Yishleinim is a Chas V'Sholom, is Einei Chosei Kol Shom Dova. If the person feels his Chelek L'kus inside him, he feels poor, he feels an Oni or an Oshe. In Olam Hazeh, if the person wants money, so he doesn't feel Ashur Asa Shechina. So then he's never going to feel happy. Asmech b'chelka, he's smech with the chelak l'kaim imal he's got. He feels the chelak l'kaim imal, he'll feel the greatest shleimus, he'll feel the greatest asher. Shabbos is where we get the neshama yisera. Shabbos is the chelak l'kaim imal, mamish. So Shabbos we feel, a person feels b'shleimus. Shabbos a person's an oisha. That's why everything you spend on Shabbos you have to get back. Because if you don't get it back, you're lacking. Shabbos no shaykh to lack. So that's a samech b'chelke, he's samech on a chelek l'kaim imal. The more a yid feels the Rabban Shalom in him, the more he feels shleimus. The less he feels the Rabban Shalom in him, so automatically the more he feels lacking. Because the yid is sholem, he calls it Baruch Shalom is sholem, v'tachlis ha-shleimus. So when you say Shabbat Shalom to a yid, Shabbos sholem in mevayrach, so you're saying sholem is milosh and shleimus, so what are you saying? So you're saying, ach, gewaltig. The simcha is you're saying that we all feel as our gewaltige shleimus. We all feel as our gewaltige shleimus. Amoedik is ach. The yid feels amoedik is shleimus in Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos makes the yid feel gewaltige shleimus. He's going to be amoedik is sod with us. So mainly, therefore, person mustn't think of his melechus achol. Person mustn't think of his melechus achol. Every should know always that an eved, right? Eved hasn't got anything, and that's what is an eved? What does a slave mean? Labor, yeah, slave labor, melacha. You make him do melacha. The more you have to do the melacha, the more you feel the king doesn't do anything, right? Derech melachim lamoid, who knows when, right? Achashverosh, he sits aganza tog, he sits on his throne. Kishemus amelach, he sits on his throne at titach gonish, because he wants to feel shleimus. But the whole idea of a slave, of an avdus is to do melacha, because melacha gives you a feeling that you're lacking, and then you have to do something in order to be mashlim. Yiz feels his chelak al kaim yimal. All the Torah mitzvahs is only making kelim in order to bring the shechina down. The more he makes the shechina, the more he makes brings the shechina down, the more shleimus he feels. So big yisod. Ve'omnom lo levad melechus hedid asa b'shabbos. Hachafil melechus amishkan, even melechus amishkan is asa on Shabbos. Ratzalema mishkan nikra ze alshem shechanti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. What is mishkan? Bring Hashras Hashchina down. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shoichem B'Tzeich B'nei Yisrael. So the Mishkan was Asi Limigdash V'Shechanti B'Tzeichem. That's the sod, just like we said before. Echad Amar B'Vechad Amamit. It makes a difference. Even the sod of the Mishkan is that even an Ani should be Sameach B'Chelkoi. You're coming to the Mishkan. You're coming to Mokom Hashras Hashchina. If you're coming to Mokom Hashras Hashchina, can't feel a lack. Forget. Vachi chaven liver l'shemayim. Ha'oni ha'od nachza shekel. I bought all the korbanos. Oshe lo yar v'adal lo yamit. Not that he's lacking and you got more. He's got less. There's no more or less. You come to a makom of shoras shchinas kulei shleimus. Kulei shleimus. That was the sort of the mishkan. Ve'od nitzarch li es mishkan elav. If he's not tall because of his chalam of anoisav, ma'akev hashuras shchina. Asay baruch hu, and he's ma'akev hashuras shchina. So b'Shabbos yosem elibo idam dov azeh. Shabbos, he should take this away from his labor as well. It's Mordechai Yisod is saying. Shloi atzav al zeh. Rak yishmer Shabbos kel chose. In other words, if a yid is in a matzav of terrible affairs, and therefore he feels that what? He feels, what's melechas hamishkan? Melechas hamishkan is doing melacha with ourselves. That we should have Ashras Hashchina, right? If Yid feels that he, with all his averes, he doesn't feel the Shchina. So what? So Melechus Hamishkan is Doicha Shabbos, or Shabbos is Doicha Melechus Hamishkan? So if you say Shabbos is Doicha, if you say Melechus Hamishkan, let's say it's Doicha Shabbos. So then on Shabbos he has to be tzibrochen, and he has to make himself into a kli, and he has to do tshuva, and he has to make a mishkan. He has to do all the melachas and the pa'ulas required to, yes, to bring the shechina, to all his averes should go away to bring the shechina. That's called melachas hamishkan, doing melacha v'shechanti b'soichem. So then that would be the mishkan should be doicha Shabbos. However, state in Torah, Shabbos is doicha. With all your averes and with all the fact that you don't feel Ashras Hashchina, Shabbos daf nizayim b'simcha. Shabbos Yid mustn't feel atzvus, because Shabbos the Baruch Shalom comes to you. Baruch Shalom comes to you on Shabbos, and even Sholem calls to Troy. With all your matzav, whatever your matzav is, you can feel b'shleimus on Shabbos. That's called Shabbos being doicha the Mishkan. Where the Kataych? Otherwise, Yid, the whole Shabbos would be busy building the Mishkan. Shechanti b'soicham, busy doing tshuva, busy trying to sum Iran, taking all the taibas and all the run roim, taking all the chayis and avoidus and taibas, achila, whatever, doing everything. Be a busy man on Shabbos. He'll be working on Shabbos. Havada working for melachas hamishkan. Rabban Shalom says no. Yismach Hashem is baruch shalafanav hu ravin deravin. By the Rabban Shalom, it's ravin deravin and it's rotzen. And with simcha, by the Rabban Shalom, it's in the matzav of simcha. So when the Rabban Shalom comes to Yid on Shabbos, so we feel the Rav and the Rav and the Rabban Shalom. We feel the Simcha of the Rabban Shalom. We don't even remember who we are. Then remember Vim Haltman Nebuch. Shabbos, we forget about all that. It's a Mordek and Mordek Yisod. It's called Shabbos being Doich. V'nimtza filim melechus ha-mishkan, she-yaseh dova, ha-tzarech elo, she-mishkan la-shem. Do something that you should make, we should make ourselves into a Mishkan Hashem. Kam zeh me-mayit Shabbos. Mordek Yisod. וזהו למאי שבס אפילו ממלכס המשכן שהוא לצורך המשכן. הרי שבס המשכן is לצורך השורס השכינה. So you're being mamayit, kilu from the middle of Ashuras Hashchina that can come into you, because you're not allowed to make yourself into a proper kli for Ashuras for v'shechanti b'soicham. That's a miyot. Doesn't matter. Shabbos is doicham mishkan. That's the shikul over here. Should I be atzus dik and Rosh Hashanah dik, or should I be simcha dik? Shabbos is the Rebbein Shalom. I'm b'simcha, I'm Rav and the Rav, and I'm b'simcha. I want you to feed Rav and Rav and Simcha as well. During the week, Sheshet Yom, I'm Tavsa Melocha. Leave your tshuva and your tzabrachenkeit and your vidui and your charota and your alazach and leave that for the week. Shabbos, you have to be like me. No atzus, nothing. Achnoida she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoyre ele es dakar shval ruach. When Shalom is only shoyre with a tzabrochen, al kin tzorach odom liz be'ino v'b'chines mo v'ayin, anachnu mo v'b'chines ayin, oz yashra kodesh baruch hu, diyu shlim, mikol sitroi. The Yid needs bittl. Why? Because if the Yid will have bittl, that's always the Yisod. So in a minute he'll become full of the Rebbein Shalom. If he's half full of himself, then he can only be half full, only the other half will be full of the Rebbein Shalom. If he's 90% full of himself, he'll only get 10% of Ashros HaShechina. And if he's a gonish bazich, now he's completely in his battle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he'll be 100% full of the Rebbein Shalom, the Iyu Shlim, he calls it Roy, and he'll be in Tachlis HaShlim. V'adai, Oz Le'yechz Le'olam Klum, Kim She'ein Nechshav Le'klum Ve'ein Atzma, Him Kein Le'shayach Hissarim, Bedov Shu'ayin. Zeu Ach Le'mayit, that's the beginning of Ach comes to be Me'mayit. She'odam Me'mayit Atzmek Ayin, Oz Yashu Ba'lekus HaShalom, V'chol Min HaShlim, V'afilu Ma'ashmelech HaMishkan also, V'mayit HaKadach. Says the Torah Kedoshah, just be bechinas, just have bittel to me, and then you don't even have to do the tshuva shleima, you don't even have to have the charot and the kabbalah and the haba, you have to just drain the cup to make a kabbalah, to make a ashuras hashchina, because just be a bechin of ayin, you suddenly feel merdik shleimus, merdik kazach. Shabbos is goyva over mishkan. Building the mishkan is. Tshuva, bringing korbanos, it's a brachenkeit, and this, and yes. Vi binich in the welt. Here, when he says ayin, and it says shval ruach, it doesn't mean it's a brachenkeit, it means a bittel to the Rebbein Shalom. It means a Rebbein Shalom, I'm emptying myself out, chvil na bar kolam, chvil na bar oilam, I want you, Rebbein Shalom. And then he gets to the darg of ayin amah. Gets back to the week, and he gets back to the different dargas of tshuva, and charota, and kabbalah, and dus and yens, and he has to be a bit zebrochen of his averus, etc. And Shabbos, the Rebbein Shalom's happy. The Rebbein Shalom's happy on Shabbos. Rav and the Rav, and you zebrochen with your averus, and the Rebbein Shalom's happy. How are you gonna connect to the Rebbein Shalom? So the Rebbein Shalom Shabbos is be like me. That's what the Rebbein Shalom is saying. Bring me into you. That's a separate. It's like somebody, you got a king and he's a close friend of the king, so he gets into the king's room whenever he wants. But once he did a terrible chet against the king says, I can't meet you in the king where I have my kabbalat kaal, because you went against me, betrayed me. But behind there's a room where nobody knows about. I'll go into that room and there you'll come into me, because there I'm happy to see you, so you're coming for my sake, so to speak. So there you'll come in, and there forget about your matzah, forget about your treason, forget about the betrayal, come into that room. So during the week there's a tahalich to get to the Rebbein Shalom, to make a Ashras HaShechina, the tahalich. And if your kli is dirty, if it's broken, if it's soiled, you got to clean it. Then during the week the Rebbein Shalom has Kabbalat Kahal in the weekday room. Shabbos Kodesh, Rebbein Shalom says, meet me in the outside room. We're so dirty. So Rebbein Shalom, I know, but I want to see you, and I'm happy. And if you're not happy, I'm not happy. So therefore, I want you to forget about everything, and I want you to come to me. I want you to do like a chukadik tshuva, to be happy to be with me. That's the thought that Shabbos is Eichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's Yitzias Mitzrayim? So in Yitzias Mitzrayim we have a Seder, Kadesh, and then Urchat. Out of order. First is First rechitza, first clean yourself, and then bring the kedusha in. The skashrus that the Baruch Shalom b'nei b'chayri Yisrael, and it was so great. The Baruch Shalom came to us with all the godless amoichim while we were still so dirty. While we were still so dirty, the Baruch Shalom came to us. The Baruch Shalom says, "We're going to work it this way around." And then afterwards, you start cleaning yourself. But he showed us his unbelievable ahava, the cheshek that he had for Kavi Yochel for us. And in Klal Yisrael felt the mardik cheshek of lechtech ahavas kulesayach lechtech acharei b'midbar. And then it was Kaddish and then it was Orchaz. It was a Shabbos to Kiyitziya. Shabbos we got before Matan Torah. Shabbos to Kinekuda. By Matan Torah, we already cleaned ourselves. We're already ready for Kabbalat HaTorah. Every day of the Sfiras HaOmer, we cleaned one of the Memtes Shari Tumah. We made ourselves into a Kli. It's not Shabbos to Kimahalach. Shabbos to Kimahalach is Kuknish of Zich. Shabbos Dik Mahalach is come into the cloud, come into the Rebbein Shalom. Don't be Ba'atzis, be Ba'simcha in the Rebbein Shalom. That's a Moed Dik Mahalach. So the El Geshem Yishmuel, that was the Bikuach of Yaakov and Yosef with Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim is Meloshin Ephraim, Horei Verofei, that's the Bechinas Asei Toiv. Just being Kedusha. Menashe is Bechinas Sumei Rak. It says Kineshani, he was called Menashe, Kineshani Elikim Mikol Amoli. Bechinas Kineshani Elikim Mikol Amoli. Neshani is Loshon of Mikol Amoli. Neshani is Bechinas Avera, forgetting, and Amoli is Leiro Omol B'Yisrael, it's Bechinas Avera. Menashe is Sumei Rak, Ephraim is Asei Toiv. Yaakov Avinu is a Shabbos Dike. Yaakov Avinu is Bechinas Shabbos, right? Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, Ostasanek Al Hashem, the whole Posuk. Yaakov is Shalashudas, Ravin de Ravin. Ravin de Ravin. Yaakov's Bechina is Tien Avodas Hashem. Don't be Ba'atzvus. Just soak yourself in Avodas Hashem. The Simcha. And then you'll take care. Then afterwards you'll take care of the Averas with the Chuba Mitech Simcha. Yosef was the Darga of Sumira. He was the Koibish Sayetzer. He was the Bechina of Sumira. So Yaakov wants to put his Yad Yemin on Ephraim. Seitoif. Yosef wanted Yaakov to put his Yad Yemin on Menashe. Of a Leil Seder is Kadesh Urchatz. The Baruch Shalom says, Taka ye hostish ka mitzvahs, and Taka, you're looking the way you look. Memtes Shari Tumah, Halolo Ev David Zorah, Halolo Ev David Zorah. But it was a Shabbos Dik in the Halach. The Baruch Shalom came down. That's why Kol Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. These are all Bechinas of Shabbos. Kaddish. Now Shabbos Zaynish Batzus. Katusha Shabbos Zaynish Batzus. Katusha Shabbos, the Baruch Shalom wants us to be happy, but Bechim is Ravim Derav. That's the love that Baruch Shalom showed us. Baruch Shalom says, I'm happy, I want you to be happy. First Kaddish, and then you'll organize the Orchaz. Hikas of the Mashiach, right? So there's the Derech HaMusa and there's the Derech HaChassidus. V'yameinu anu, about the Derech HaMusa is v'elu v'elu, divi l'kim chayim. Musa is more sur meira. Focus on the ra, take the ra out. Chassidus is, don't focus so much on the ra. Tidich nishvazei filin ra. Tidich in toiv. And then the ra will go away. Hikas of the Mashiach, it's the same b'chinah, ki mei tzitzcha me'ez Yisrael l'rena nifloiz. Baruch Shalom wants the Ikkus of the Mashiach that we should focus on the Skashrus of the Baruch Shalom and Ta'ava to the Baruch Shalom and the Avas Kulu Yasayich Lechtei Chachra B'midu. The Baruch Shalom wants us to follow him in HaShabbos Dike Mechina. And therefore Imamish B'Ikkus of the Mashiach Havada Derech HaMusa at one point was like a very Rabbah said it's a Yisrael Salam to the Kadosh Eliyah, it's a Kogod Lador. No, but you see Lemaisa B'Yameinu Anu, you see Lemaisa B'Yameinu Anu, all those people who belong to Pnimi to the Derech HaMusa, they're all slowly coming to the Derech HaChassidus, they're all coming to the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov, they're all learning Pnimi Satoira, and it's Spashet, Mamish Lo Yomen Ki Yisuper, and just focus on how much the Baruch Shalom loves you, Breslev, all these inyanim, because that's a Bechina. And this Bechina, where the door is a Bechina, Memtes Shari Tumah, Nun Shari Tumah, Chves, whatever it is, Baruch Shalom is saying Kaddish, learn Pnimi Satoira, and then you'll see Orchatz. Don't take the ra necessarily from making yourself tzibrocha. Just take the ra away from the kedusha, where you get so dovet to the Baruch Shalom, the kedusha, that it becomes below you. You can't face the ra anymore. The ra, like we discussed last week, comes muktzah machnismias. That's the sod of Shabbos we discussed last week. That's the sod of muktzah. if you bulk in the Rabbeinu Shalom's light of Kedusha, then all the mundane in Yonim are all lost to you. I mean, the Averis just drift away. The Averis just drift away. So, because the Mashiach is the same derech as Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I'm taking you out, whatever. Darsha Kulei Zakai, Darsha Kulei Chayiv, taking you out, wherever. And this is what I want you to focus on. That's why the Svar Makdosh and the Helig Tamid of Hashem, the Dairi Dairis, they will always focus in on this. I'm worried because of that. Working very hard at cleaning, you're sponging and you're scrubbing, you're kaling, scrubbing, you're kaling for Ashras Ashkin and Tzavnes. That's for the week, that's the avoider for the week. Shabbos daf mazan tzafit. See, Lorchel Adoris, Yidin, even the Bedoreno Ono, like, you know, I'm talking about Mavakshe Hashem, you know, Mavakshe Hashem. People working all the week in the world all the week, and that's a brochen where they're matzav all week. They're not learning, and I've seen this by certain el chabalabatim, mevakshe Hashem. They come home, they sing shalom aleichem, they sing the ribboin, zintzach eshes chayil, zintzach matzach akidish. You know, they don't see the avoda bichlal. They're not shayach bichlal to this type of avoda. That's the vod. The vod is the Shabbos gizayid a koyach. Don't look at the way you are in the week. Again, we're not saying now that he can be over Kali Surim Shabbatoyer b'shat nefesh during the week, and he won't feel Shabbos either. Well, Yid is stuck in the world. Yid has mechomis, mechemis ayetzach. Posh tezach. Every Yid has his mechomis. Comes to Shabbos, you see, so gittos do a Shabbos. Shabbos is goyver over the melachas of Mishkan. Where are they? That's Kriyas Yamas, and that's Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamas was like a mikveh. Hashem says, "Koyin kol kaddish ruchas kaddish. Kaddish ourselves, leinitzis mitzrayim. All the moichin, the moedik, the moichin come down, leinitzis mitzrayim." This is Arizal. Then Hashem takes the moichin away. Seder. Now you're going to do it on your own. Seder. Although he sent us the moichin when we were still in Mitzrayim, when we were in Memtes Shari Tum, that's when he sent us down the moichin of kaddish. He said, "Just be dovek to me the moichin of kaddish." Moedik kazach. Therefore, that's mazbe the halacha. Even an oni is chayv be'seiber. Shittas Rishayin, the Rana, the Harib Soch, the Taka, he's mechuyu to make all the pa'ulas, it's that Purim spiel. Not long after Purim, but it's still a Sishkan Purim spiel. Oni has to be meisiv, I feel Oni should be Yisrael, a Yoichel. And Oni has to feel a Cheres, it doesn't feel a Cheres. That's the Oymik of Leil Pesach. It's the Oymik of Leil Pesach. Oymik of Leil Pesach is that don't look at your matzav. Don't look at your matzav. Oni is oni bedas, oni beruchnius. Don't look at the matzav. Feel acheres. Now Rabban Shalom wants you to feel acheres. Now Rabban Shalom wants you to feel acheres. Now Shpeta, after Pesach, say that, feel an oni, and you have to start working yourself, taking off the shari tumah one by one, scrubbing yourself well for chag Shavuos. Now Pesach, Rabban Shalom wants even an oni, not to focus on anything that is an oni. To feel a shleimus. It is chaskas. Shabbos is doicha. Then you see what's our gatraya tapi of when Shlomo is to us. Tova imoy tekaneach. It's stuck in Parshas Pora this week. Tova imoy tekaneach. After the Chetah Egel, Rav Shlom said, "Build a Mishkan, make a Mishkan. I'll come down there." Shuras Hashchina. Rav Shlom says, "The first thing I have to climb out of Tumah is I love you, and I want your Avodas Hashem. I'll never be Mamayis in your Avodas Hashem." These are all the Chidushim that came down from Tershah Patersa Hashem. Yid must always know that Rav Shlom loves him, and Rav Shlom wants his Avodah, etc., etc. Even if there's Ma'od Ma'at, even if there's a tiny bit. This is Breslov Atoyer a lot, but you see in the Reino Ono how far Breslov has caught people by everybody has caught everybody. So many Litvishim Mishpachos in Bnei Brak that became Breslov Achsid, and wife and son. It's a Peladik Azach. This is the Torah. This is the Reb Nachman's Torah. Is the Gula Dikatoyer, the Mashiach Dikatoyer. The Rebbe Shlom is not Mamayas. The Rebbe Shlom wants you to go weiter. Rather, that's the Tshuva Tone, but give weiter. Be mechazik yourself. Be mechazik yourself. Don't ever think that Chas V'Sholem, the Rebbe Shlom is Mamayas and you are avoided. Even though you're so dirty and filthy, I'm a forward to daven. The Rebbe Shlom loves you. Va'oid ma'at, ve'ein rasha. Even with a little ma'at that's left, hold on to that tight. And ve'ein rasha, you're already not a rasha. Va'oid ma'at, ve'ein rasha. Is benantal makoimoi ve'einenu. I'm going to take a chizik. That's what we're preparing ourselves for.